Every year, there are new attractions or cosmetic changes at the New York State Fair in Geddes. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this year, when the fair gates open on Thursday, visitors will see some of the most dramatic differences in decades.
It's the biggest change at the fair in 73 years, says acting fair director Troy Waffner. An all-new Midway, with longtime show operator James E. Straits out and Michigan-based Wade Shows in.
Wade came in with a great proposal that includes a huge selection of thrill rides, kiddie rides. There's actually going to be two kiddie lands now, probably the biggest selection of thrill rides the fair has ever seen. But on top of that, you know, they came in with misting stations, you know, covered seating areas for hundreds of people on the Midway. And they made a commitment to New York State by all the food that they need for the New York State Fair, and they can, that they'll purchase from New York State growers, producers, manufacturers.
So for thrill ride seekers, this year means some new rides, including a couple of big roller coasters.
This Midway is coming with the second largest movable roller coaster in the country. And then they actually purchased another new roller coaster that they're bringing here called the Crazy Mouse, which actually spins individually as you're going over the track.
Wade Shows won the contract to run the Midway for the next decade, beating out Straits, that had been the face of the Midway for more than 60 years. Waffner also says Wade will give fairgoers more value, offering all-day wristbands every day, as well as a $70 mega pass that covers the duration of the fair. As for other changes, the wine court is back at the colonnade near Chevy Court, and it's expanded to include craft distillers and craft brewers. There's a move to get more people to come out on Labor Day by keeping prices for admission, some food and rides down to a dollar. This year's new fried food? Try deep-fried spinach dip.
Deep-fried spinach dip actually sounds somewhat appetizing. You know, you can get into some of these foods that just, it's more for the glamour of saying, you know, sausage wrapped in bacon and a Long John with maple syrup. That doesn't sound good, but deep-fried spinach dip doesn't sound bad.
The fair is also moving into the 21st century with cell phone charging stations and a few Wi-Fi hotspots at the International Building, the Coliseum, and the Dairy Cattle Building. Waffner says bringing Wi-Fi to the whole fair would be a major undertaking.
We're not going huge this year, but the plan is to build the system out over the next couple of years, because to make the investment to have the entire fairgrounds Wi-Fi available as a Wi-Fi hotspot is actually fairly expensive. So you're talking about it's sometimes 100,000 people on the grounds who may want to access Wi-Fi at once.
In the end, Waffner says every edition of the state fair is a lesson in how to balance the new and the old.
And we always fight the battle of everybody who wants to come to the fair and have the traditional thing they've always done, the sausage sandwich, the butter sculpture, the sand sculpture, the 25-cent glass of milk, and everybody else who says to us, you don't change a thing, we're not coming back until you change it. So, you know, it's always those two competing worlds. I think this year we have 24, 25 new ideas, exhibits, attractions, and we've hung on to everything people love about the fair as well. So if you like traditional, we've got that. If you like new, we have something for you to check out.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.